Hello, and welcome to another episode of On Air the Johnsonian. My name is Lynn.
My name is Scooter. What? It may be past Halloween, but this room sure is haunted.
Yeah, the air vent just kind of went dunk.
It did a creak, yeah. Even though it is off.
So.
Spooky.
Whoa, it's the first of November. The first of Halloween.
Yep. The first of Halloween.
There it is. No, it's the first of November as we're recording this.
So. Indeed. Jump scare. You're not safe.
We got it out of our system.
We did.
But yeah, welcome back to another episode. I hope your Halloween was fun.
Yes. I hope your Halloween was very safe and very fun. I know that it was a Sunday night, which is terrible, and I'm sorry.
I'm sure all of you enjoyed submitting things, like, on the dot 1159.
Oh, yeah.
Or not definitely. At all. I imagine not at all was probably a bigger one.
Probably.
But
there were definitely a lot of people missing from my class this morning, which is fair and valid.
Well, this week, we're going to talk about the anthology. If you don't know what the anthology is, it is Winthrop's literary magazine and, like, also art, because art's in it, too.
The more you know. I did not know this until recently. By recently, I mean this morning.
The 2021 anthology came out recently. I picked up a copy at the publications office.
It's a neat little book.
Because they had a bunch of them in there, and I was like, dang, I need one of those.
It's really cute.
So we're going to talk about it. First things first, I'm going to give some credit to the 2021 staff, because, I mean, like, this thing looks great.
It really does. It's really cute.
And the selections are really good.
I'm not just saying that either.
I'm going to be real. I could go online and look at the 2020 edition, which I'm sure is equally good to look at. But I'm saying this as, like, this is my first, like, real encounter with the anthology because I haven't looked at it until now. This thing is, like, this is really well done.
It's really cute.
Yeah.
It's just a little guy.
It's just a little guy. It's the font choice is great. The graphic design choice is really good. The placement on the page. All very technical terms, I'm sure. But yeah, I want to give credit to the staff for this year.
Doing the thing.
Mm-hmm. The editor-in-chief was Lillian Barfield, and she's in one of my classes. The assistant editor was Ivy Crumpton. The graphic designer was Natalie Huxtable. The art editor is Eleanor Fentman. The poetry editor is Gray Atkins. The prose editor is Lauren Hill. And the faculty advisor is Jason Salentis.
Huxtable's a great last name.
That is a really good last name. Congrats on the last name.
Yeah.
Natalie Huxtable.
It's really good.
You did it. Also, congrats on being the graphic designer for this thing, because it looks great.
Yes.
So, props where props are due. There's a lot of stuff in here, and all of it's really good. There's, like, a pretty good mix of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's some poetry. There is some flash fiction. There's some photography. There's some, like, mixed media art.
Sculpture
also.
And stuff that was painted on walls.
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
That was very technical of me.
Mm-hmm. Old friend of the show, Julia Breichreutz, is actually in here for, like, five things, and they all look super great.
They all look super great.
I'm gonna, and because she starts out the anthology, she's the first artist featured.
It's pretty solid.
We're gonna go over all of the editor's choice pieces, and one of those is Julia's.
Because she's epic and cool.
It's because she's epic and cool.
And awesome.
And awesome. So this piece is called Orange Girl. It's a mixed media piece. It's got some cutout stuff. It's really textural, lots of line work. It's a face of an orange girl.
Indeed.
Who could have guessed? You know, Orange Girl might actually be a misnomer because she's a little bit of a burnt sienna, a little bit of a bronze.
I mean, she's got a bit of orange right
there. She's got some orange in the middle bit. This is not a super great description.
No.
But this is kind of like, it's abstract but representational, so we could tell you, like, it's a girl, but that's not really going to convey what it is.
Guess you'll have to pick up a copy of the anthology and find out.
Yeah. Her head popped open. And inside, there is what looks like a figure in a bedsheet.
Looks like magic.
It does. Magic is happening right now. Mm-hmm. I really like the line work and how textural it is. Because yes. You've got some scratchy bits, and you've got some, like, watercolor, splotchy bits.
I like whatever's happening with the eyes.
Yeah. They're all flip-floppy.
It's kind of scary, but I like it.
Yeah. The second editor's choice is the prose editor's choice. It's To My Beautiful Black Son by Faith Rush. I thought that this one was really striking. It really is like a letter to the speaker's son, to be incredibly reductive. It's a piece about police brutality, but there's, like, way more happening in it. Because this is from a mother to a son, there's a lot of like tenderness to this speaker's language, and it's really touching.
You should go and read it yourself. Go pick up a copy of the anthology. I read this piece earlier, and it is very good, and I enjoy it a lot, even though it is sad. It's important.
Yeah, and I think it's really well written.
Yes.
Like, I can totally understand why this is the prose editor's choice.
It's very good.
But for sure, if you can get your hands on a copy of one of these bad boys, absolutely do.
Do it.
This is a little long to read on here, which is the only reason we're not doing so.
Yes.
But also, super recommend.
Feel like, you know, it's not really our story to tell. And also, you should support your fellow Winthrop students and go pick up a copy.
Moving on, now we have the assistant editor's choice, Nowhere to Go by Emily Shelton. It's an acrylic paint on canvas piece.
Kudos to this person. I cannot do acrylic paints. I am so bad at them.
They're rough, and it is a learning curve. And also, the lines are so clean.
They're so clean, and it is so pigmented. I love it.
The color choices are great.
Yes.
I enjoy them
very complimentary.
Much.
Lots of orange and blue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's like a yellow kind of orange and a teal kind of blue, so they go together really well.
It's very nice.
It's very good.
Something, something, color theory, something, something.
Yeah, I took art in high school. basically, the image is a staircase, and at the bottom, all over the floor, are a bunch of slinkies. And then in the top right corner also, there is an orange.
Get it? It's nowhere to go because all of the slinkies, they're at the bottom of the stairs.
Yeah.
They have nowhere to go.
They have nowhere to go.
I love them.
Yeah. I think they're all just funny little guys.
Mm-hmm. I like this one.
I like this one a lot as well.
The colors are so nice.
The colors are really, really good.
Easy on my brain.
Good job, Emily Shelton, on the colors. Excellent
Clap.
Work. And then the final editor's choice was the art editor's choice. It's called Party Favors by Devin Donovan. Great job on doing a face twice.
Could not be me.
I would simply perish.
Devin gets so many kudos for this. It looks so good. I love Devin's work so much. It's so good.
Mm-hmm. I really like the one, the hands look really great.
Yes.
But the
also could not be me.
Yeah, the way you do skin... The way Devin does skin is excellent. And I think it contrasts really well with the outline shirt.
Yeah, that's the thing that Devin does that I like a lot. The part of the people in which skin is exposed, you can see the skin. But if it's closed, it's just like an outline in a primary color. That's not primary. That's secondary. It's just an outline in one color.
Yeah.
My brain is working so good tonight.
Yeah.
the color is green, by the way, just so we're clear.
Yeah, this is...
Definitely not primary.
This is a painting of a child putting on a little party hat. So it's rainbow striped. And there's a... The background is like...
It's like the Powerpuff Girls.
It's like the Powerpuff Girls hearts. Because there's a bunch of lines and they are all around each other.
Red, pink, white-ish.
Yep. So really, we could say that this is the fourth Powerpuff Girl.
Yes.
Yeah. I think that we are within our fair use rights to claim that about this.
Yes.
Yeah. For Ozzy's, though, this looks great.
It's very good.
It's very good.
I love Devin's stuff so much.
Yeah. It looks great. Now, that's not to say that everything else in the anthology doesn't also look great.
They all look great.
We focused on the editor's choice because there's a lot of stuff in here, a lot of great stuff, and we figured it'd probably be good to hit the highlights, but we're also going to talk about our personal favorites. Again, this is no, like, the ones that we don't mention are worse than the ones that we have. It is just for the sake of time, and also because you guys need to get out there and grab a copy.
And grab a copy for yourselves. So, editor's note, in the process of making my funny goof where I tell you repeatedly to get your own copy of the Student Publications Office, I have led you astray. We don't know how to acquire copies at the moment. We just so happen to have one on hand because we were in the Student Publications Office recently.
Yeah, the door to that place is not reliably open for you to just, like, walk in. So,
as the general public.
Yeah, it would be pretty funny for us to tell you to go get a copy and every time the door is locked. But also, that would be kind of mean of us to do. Anyways, that's something for next week. We are going to try to do a follow-up to tell you where to get a copy of the anthology. They just hired a new editor-in-chief. So,
we will do our homework.
We will do our homework for you guys.
Just for you.
They've just changed hands, so not super sure where you would be able to reliably go grab a copy of the anthology right now.
We'll find out.
So sorry, my lovely children.
I
back to the show.
Repent for lying to you.
But anyway, we're gonna start closing up this segment. Yay. By talking about our personal favorites out of the anthology. Scooter can start.
Hey, wow, hey, it's me with my favorite. My favorite is on page 16 for when you get a copy when we tell you how. It's by Abigail Cateau, who is a junior here, who's getting a BFA in art with a dual concentration in sculpture and photography. This piece is called Through a Thin Veil, I Live On. It is a sculpture. Materials are not listed, however, there is wire and what I believe to be a plaster cast of a hand. And the hand is mounted on the wall, so it's reaching out of the wall. And there's a tree made out of pretty thick gauge wire coming out of the hand. The hand is holding it. But then below the hand, through the fingers, is roots. And they're made of a thinner gauge wire. And at the bottom it says that Abigail likes to concentrate on like the concept of psychological self and life experiences. And I think that this is probably a good medium for that because, I mean, there is no clear meaning specified in the book. So I feel like you can look at this piece of art and be like, wow, this reminds me of blank. And then you can make it your own. I also just think it looks really cool. I like that the hand is just coming out of the wall. I think that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
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 I'm using my words. It's so good.
This is a professional art review program now.
Yes.
You can expect more of this in the future.
Oh, yeah.
And my favorite is a poem by Milo Wolverton called To My Dead Name. So for all the people who don't know what a dead name is, that is the name that a trans person no longer goes by and doesn't want anyone to refer them to as.
Which is why it's called a dead name, because it's dead.
Yeah, it's dead. They're dead. But instead of thinking like, oh, that is a name that died, just think that's a crazy. That name never even existed for that person.
Because that's not that person.
Yeah. But this was my favorite piece. Me and Milo were in a poetry class together, and I really liked reading his work there. And this one is like a really polished example of his finest work. It's got really great detail. And it does a really great job of building a narrative. And then also, it circles back and references itself at the end in a really cool way that I really loved. Kudos to Milo, you did a really great job, and I really enjoyed your piece. So, we're gonna have an honorable mention. You can consider this
our incredibly professional opinion.
In our incredibly professional opinion. This is the on-air the Johnsonian's choice. We really enjoy The Chicken Teapot by Emily Bowers.
It's just a little man.
It's just a little guy.
And he's a teapot.
He's a little teapot.
He's
I love
so
it
cute.
So much. It's salt-fired clay, and it's incredible. And
I want one for my kitchen.
Thank you, Emily Bowers, for letting me see this.
It's so good.
This is our honorable mention because I love it so much.
It's just a guy.
Very round.
He's living his little guy life.
He's living his little guy life.
I love him.
Thank you for this gift. So, if you were thinking, wow, that sounds super great, I would love to submit things. First of all, why have you not been submitting them to me?
Gosh!
Because I know you love me more than the new editor-in-chief.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Probably, maybe.
Hopefully.
Mm.
I just winked.
Wink, wonk.
You didn't see it, but I just winked at the microphone. And that's to you. You listening to this right now?
Directly.
That was for you.
Catherine. Paul.
We're just gonna start listing people we know listen.
Tall Paul, in particular.
That one person from Germany that shows up whenever I look at our analytics.
Yes.
I see you, and I'm winking at you, and I'm giving you a little kiss on your forehead. You feel that? Pretty romantic. If you're thinking, wow, I would love to get in the next copy of the anthology, where do I submit? The answer is, I can't tell you right now, because they're switching out the editor-in-chief, and they might change where they want you to send it. Previously, it's been to the anthology's email, but they have, like, rules and stuff about that, and they're...
We'll get back to you on that.
We'll get back to you on that next week.
With how to acquire a copy as well.
Suffice it to say, the information on the website, Twitter, and Instagram is a little bit out of date.
Out of date. Not correct. Don't...
You can go and follow them there.
Yes.
In fact, I encourage it.
Yes.
But
don't use the submission stuff.
You're going to look at the dates of the posts, and you're going to be like, that's a little bit... A while ago.
Just a little bit.
So we'll let you know when they start to take submissions.
Yes.
It'll be super fun. But until then, start honing your creative talent.
And send them to us.
And send them to us. Because the anthology publishes once a year. We publish weekly.
Weekly!
Weekly. This has been a formal call for submissions. Thank you.
This has been a PSA.
Yeah. But for realsies, if you're interested in getting in the anthology, start putting some work together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moving on. Scooter's going to plug some stuff. Now that we've had all of the other arts, it's time for Scooter's domain.
It's my turn, baby. There is a play that is coming to Johnson Studio Theater. That's the little black box theater. On November 3rd, it is called Fissures, Lost and Found. My dearest friend, Chloe Wright, is directing it. And Paige Martinez is in it. I am her biggest fan ever. So if you go and see it, you should tell Paige that I sent you because I love her. There are also some very, very talented other people also in the production. The show opens Wednesday. Guess when this episode drops? Oh my goodness. Wednesday, November 3rd through Saturday, November 6th at 7:30 p.m. Sunday, there is a matinee performance at 2. Tickets for Wednesday and Thursday go for $5 with a Winthrop ID, $10 for the general public. Friday through Sunday, they are $8 with a Winthrop ID and $15 to the general public.
Scooter, now tell me, is this a cultural event?
It absolutely is. And if you have a major that falls under the College of Visual and Performing Arts, guess what? You have a comp ticket, baby. You just gotta go to the box office and give them your Winthrop ID number and some other information, and then you have a ticket for free. Wow.
Crazy. Get your cultural events credits.
Get your cultural event credits. I will be going.
I know you, the listener, wants a Hershey bar from me for being a freshman who very quickly completes all of the required cultural events. I know you want it. So do your cultural events credits. Go to this performance. And then send me an email giving me proof that you have completed my quest for you.
Please watch all of the talented people. They have put many months of hard work into this. And the subject matter of the play, it surrounds memory and thoughts and stuff like that. And that is precisely all I know because they have kept this so under wraps that most of the theater department does not know what this show is like about other than conceptually. So guess what? We should all figure out the mystery together, and we should go and see it and support our theater brethren. Also, coming from CVPA is Winthrop Dance Theater, which opens on Thursday, November 11th, running through Saturday the 13th at 7:30, Sunday matinee on the 14th at 2 p.m. Tickets are $5 with a Winthrop ID, $10 for the general public. Guess what? You get comp tickets for those. That is on the Johnson main stage. Some of the dance seniors have choreographed pieces that are being showcased. Go and support them, please. They have also been working on this for months. Auditions for both of these were like the second week of school. They have been at this for a long time.
That concludes theater plugs. We're gonna move to something dark and depressing. Mass count. Scooter laid on them.
God. You guys are terrible.
Vile, disgusting, petulant little children.
Last week, we covered the past 2 weeks mass count, and I believe that the average of the two was 9.5, if I am correct.
Yes, because I did the math wrong, and it was
yes.
Really funny.
I am here to tell you that this week, the mass count has gone up by, I believe, 12, if I'm doing math correctly. Last week, the count was at 69.
Nice.
Yeah, I was gonna let it mellow. And now, this week, we are up at 81, which is many of them. Let me do the math to make sure I do
bust
this
out the
right.
Hey, you listener at home, I'm not gonna cut this out. Figure it out before Scooter can. Open your phones. Do the calculations.
It is 12. I was right. I'm so
did
good
you do
at
it
this.
Faster?
Maybe.
Send us an email and let us know.
I have specified on this list that one of them was in the nest. I don't know why I specified it. It was definitely in the hallway though.
Total mass count.
81. Come on, please.
Every single week.
The majority of them were, like, reusable, too. Like, come on, guys.
Hey, this is me speaking to you.
ASMR edition.
No, this is, I've grabbed your
directly
ear.
Directly in your ear holes.
Listen here, young man. I am talking directly in your ear right now. Imagine I've grabbed your ear. Pretend I'm really tall and you're really short. end, I've grabbed you by your ear, and I'm whispering this to you now. If I find another mask on the ground...
We will.
And I learn that you dropped it, you're losing your Xbox privileges. And no more Doritos.
No more Doritos. No more Mountain Dew.
I will drink the Mountain Dew in front of you, and you will have to drink water.
You're going to have to witness Lynn drinking an entire bottle of Mountain Dew Code Red right in front of your face.
And it's
going
to hurt you. You're going to hate it a lot, but I'm going to be doing that to heal you of your inner illness. And if it gets bad enough, I'm going to take you out. I'm going to hose you down because you don't take a shower. Because you don't take a shower. I know it. I know you don't. You're disgusting. I'm going to hose you down with a power washer.
It's not safe.
It's not safe. So don't make me do it. I just gave you a little kiss on the forehead. Don't disappoint me. Anyways, that ends the mask count. We already kind of did this a little bit informally. We're going to call for submissions again. If you have art that you would like to share, because the anthology is not accepting submissions yet for the next edition, send them to us. If you got questions for an advice segment, send them to us. Scooter, would you like to give them a sample question?
Why does my mom make me take a shower? I have that stupid TikTok in my brain. It's the guy in the creeper. And you sent it in a group chat. You were like, me when Scooter makes me do my laundry. And it's like the guy complaining about how his mom's made him take a shower even though he took one 2 weeks ago. Ooh, ooh.
Oh, yeah, no, it was like
kitten.
Average Discord admin so complaining about his mom. Yeah, that's what I do when Scooter makes me do my laundry.
So do your laundry.
So I don't keep reusing the same pair of pants that I've been wearing the past week.
Do your laundry.
Hey, do your laundry, pro tip. And then also, if you have any stories from around campus,
yes.
Halloween just happened. I am sure.
I know you have stories.
I am sure you witnessed something just
spooky.
Absolutely terrifying on campus.
Case in point, the haunted unit in this room.
Mm-hmm. The haunted AC.
Yes.
It's like Nancy Drew up in here.
Yeah.
If you experienced what can only be described as a murder mystery, I would really love to know.
Something Ghostbusters reference that I don't have the brain power to make right
now.
Bum,
and
bum.
We just got DMCA'd.
DMCA'd! Woo!
But yeah, if you have anything...
Sorry for blowing your eardrums out.
Yeah, if you have anything for us, anything at all, that would be appropriate for this podcast, submit it to my email, hornell@mytjnow.com. That's HORTONL at MYTJNOW.COM.
I need you to know I'm making direct eye contact with Lynn because he misspelled it once.
Yeah, I edited it out, but it is in the blooper reel.
It's very funny.
By the way, we do keep a blooper reel.
It is very good.
And I want you people to know that's never getting published. You guys don't get to see that. That's for end of the year. We show it to the whole Johnsonian staff.
It's mostly me laughing.
It's true. Yeah, that's true. A lot of it is just us laughing.
Because one of us says, like...
Or saying bad words.
Yeah.
That would not please a Christian to hear.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Christian Smith, if you will.
I think Christian would be fine with it.
Maybe.
Maybe. Christian Smith, friend of the podcast.
Friend of the podcast, Christian Smith.
Yeah.
He talked about the internet that
he
one
did.
Time.
Hey, you guys remember that? I remember. Do you remember?
Keeping up with your you, on-air The Johnsonian lore?
Lore. Have you visited the wiki recently? Because you'll know that you'll recognize Christian Smith's name because he came to talk on about the Wi-Fi.
And we'll probably
have him on another time to talk about it again, for sure.
We think that he is just swell. Yeah. So we will find excuses to have him back.
Yeah. He's pretty cool, swag, and epic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Based,
epic.
Poggers.
Every terrible adjective you can think of. I'm so sorry to do this to you, Christian. We love you. Anywho, thank you for tuning in for another episode of Honor of the Johnsonian. We always appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I think that we've added some interesting new lore this time because we have the viewer that we address directly and kiss on the forehead.
The two of them.
And then we have the viewer we address directly and we grab them by the ear and we threaten to power wash them.
Right. I did not do that. You did.
Okay,
that.
Well, I have added some interesting new art. So if you guys forget this episode, we're going to update the wiki for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just kidding. That's a fan wiki. That's your job. I think that's my worst nightmare is having someone make a fan wiki for this podcast.
It would be so funny.
It'd be really funny.
I might do that. I'll
don't
do
know. It has to be. If it's done by one of us, it's not going to be as funny. It has to be by someone who's just really dedicated to all of the dumb stuff we say. Yeah. But once more, thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you.
We'll see you next week. Until then.
Stay safe.
Wear a mask.
Register for your classes.
And have a week.
A week. Please.
I'm hoping you get through it, bud.
I am hoping we get through it, too.
Godspeed, soldier.
Godspeed, soldier.
And amen.
Amen. I'm saluting you.